What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. As always, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And I'm excited to dive into our short but sweet episode today. Recently, we did a 5-minute episode that was all about kind of kicking your day off right. And we got a really good response from it. So we're going to do another 5-minute episode today. And as you probably saw in the title, this one's going to be about how do you end your day powerfully. And so what we want to dive into really simply in just the next 5 minutes is 5 questions to end your day powerfully. And these are going to be things that as you wrap up your day, maybe you're, you know, brushing your teeth, maybe you're getting ready for your bed, you're washing your face, whatever those, you know, end of the day sort of routines are that you have, you can plug this episode in and you can just sort of answer these 5 questions. We can do it together. You can come back to this episode as often as you want. But anyhow, let's dive in. And the first question to end your day powerfully is I want you to ask yourself, what am I proud of that I did today? What are you proud of that you did today? What's something, whether it was maybe something with your health, maybe it was something with your career, maybe it was something in your relationship, maybe it was something to do with your self-care, or maybe it was that you went on a walk today, or you had a great connection with somebody. But what is one thing that you could be proud of that you did today? And I want you to just think about that for a little bit and really start to just capture that moment that you can be proud of for today, right? And as we go through all these questions, really what we want to start to understand is these questions are about not how can we change our life utterly and transform everything so that tomorrow we have a completely different life. These questions are about how can we create a 1% increase every single day so that when we get to the end of the year, we have a 365% increase. It's about the little things that add up to the big things. So that's the first question. The second question is where we get a little bit more, you know, introspective, is where do you feel like you let yourself down today? Where do you feel like you let yourself down? Was it that you wanted to get some exercise and you just didn't get to the gym today? Was it that you had something planned for today and you never ended up actually doing it? Right. Was it where you let yourself down that you've been trying to eat a little bit healthier and maybe you kind of skewed off that today? But I want you to ask yourself, just so we can start to, you know, again, know how we can create that 1% increase for tomorrow, where do you feel that you might have let yourself down just a little bit today? That's question two. Question three, and this is where we leverage question two, is what could you improve upon tomorrow? What's one thing you could do to improve upon tomorrow? Now, this could be directly related to the second question. You go, okay, slipped up. I ate that thing. I promised myself I wasn't going to do. So tomorrow, when that moment comes, I'm going to create some self-discipline and I'm not going to eat that thing that I promised myself I wouldn't. And I'm going to make that right decision tomorrow. There, maybe it's something else, but what could you do to improve upon tomorrow? What's one thing you could do to improve upon tomorrow? That's question three. Question four is, what are you most excited about for tomorrow? What are you most excited about for tomorrow, right? In life, we have to remember to keep excitement in our life, right? Sometimes it's easy where you go through life, you go on autopilot, you wake up, you brush your teeth, you do the day, you go to bed and you do the next routine, you do it the next day, and you do it over and over and over, that sometimes we can lose this sort of spice and excitement for life. So that's the fourth question, is what are you most excited about tomorrow? And then finally, the fifth question is, who is one person I can text? Who's one person you can text to let them know that you appreciate them? Who's one person you can text to just let them know that you appreciate them, right? As you end your day, one of the most beautiful energies that you can wrap your day up with to end your day powerfully is in a state of appreciation. So who's one person you could just send a real quick text and just say, hey, I want to let you know I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And just simple text. Could be your mom, your dad, could be a relative, could be a friend, could be a business partner, could be a coworker. But just send one text to someone letting them know that you appreciate them. All right, my friends, that is it for today. Those are the five powerful questions to end your day powerfully. Go make sure you answer those questions, you spend some time on them, and tomorrow is going to be an even better day. All right, my friend, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you don't feel like you want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to, I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to stick around for. All right, my friend, talk to you soon.